birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you so much, Lonnie Perkins, the best voice man in all of radio as far as I'm concerned. Welcome to Friday night. We have got such an agenda on tap for you, friends, because as you know, on Radio Night Live on Fridays, it is all about the fun, the food, the Friday, the life, the pulling New York back together, getting back out, doing the things that we've wanted to do for 18 months. And lo and behold, there is my partner in this endeavor, Christine Nicholas of Nicholas Lentz PR, CEO, then the number one PR person. She just knows more about it than anybody else. Christine, it's so great to see you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always great to be here with you because you know what? When I'm with you, Kevin, on a Friday, it means that the weekend has begun, right?
It started. That's right.
Kick back and look back. See what the week has done, right? But also look forward.
And it's an exciting week because we've got some news today. Talk to me about the new indoor dining rules.
Well, finally, New York City is not the redhead stepchild. You know, I mean, when you look at New York City compared to Westchester and Nassau, Connecticut, New Jersey, we weren't allowed to have the same amount of people in a restaurant as those other destinations. So finally, the governor has said, you know what, New York City, you are worthy now, right? So we can have 75%.
Was there another accusation that emerged or something this week?
I don't know what happened.
We'll take it. That doesn't matter. We'll take it.
You know, I'm not questioning it. We're just really happening. And you know where I just came from, Kevin?
No, tell me.
I was just on Arthur Avenue. You're getting me jealous. Yep. I know Amy loves that olive bread.
Did you have
some
pizza?
I've got some waiting for me after the show. But I was there because we opened up officially Piazza di Belmont, which is the outdoor dining closed street initiative that they started last July 9th, during the pandemic. And it will be continuing this summer, spring and summer. So we kicked it off tonight.
All the way up till the fall.
Excited about that.
Yeah. And if you want to see what she's talking about, go to Nicholas Lentz PR on Instagram. Nicholas Lentz. It's at Nicholas Lentz Instagram. And you can see it because before you told me that, Christine, I was just glancing at the page and it looked like a beautiful place. I almost thought, you know, we should be broadcasting from out there, having a slice and maybe a little of a Chianti to go with it. You know, just the perfect
slice
Friday night.
Nice. Hey, speaking about Chianti and my Malbec, which I prefer, we no longer
I'm
a
Syrah guy personally, so
you can actually go and have a drink without having to buy it.
That's right. So that's the other news. Talk to me about that. And come on, wasn't that kind of silly anyway? Like, how do you define what a meal is and all the rest of it?
I don't know.
Again, I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to take it.
Just keep looking forward. Keep looking forward, Kevin. And I'm just happy that I no longer have to eat chips with Malbec because, you know, that just doesn't go, quite frankly. So
yeah,
having a nice meal. But if you do want to have a, you know, meet a friend at a bar or have a drink outside, you no longer have to give some
lame
excuse about having to eat, you know?
I'll have the beef jerky, please.
Dip it in your beer.
That's right. All right, so that's coming off. And my understanding is that as of May 3rd, people will be able to be seated at the bar as well in New York. Now, is that the case?
Let's hope so. I mean, let's try it.
And
you know
I think
what?
May 31st, there's some
kick
other...
us out?
Yeah.
It might be on Friday, May 7th, but I'll take May 3rd.
Okay,
you could be right.
Well, and I'm not exactly sure, and I don't have the source in front of me, so I'm not going to hold myself to that. Now, there's this other kind of cool story that you sent my way. A very well-known artist by the name of David Hockney is getting ready to do something that's going to make New York feel a little bit brighter. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, he is a celebrated British artist, and David Hockney made some news when he sold his art at Christie's, I believe, a few years back, and it was the largest sale they ever had for a living artist. It was $90 million. So he is a very, you know, decorated, well-known artist. And he created this digital art off of his iPad looking at a field in Normandy, France, which inspired him. And it will be displayed in Times Square. This is the only place you can see this every day for the month of May. Times Square is the only place you can see it in the United States. It will also be in London's Piccadilly Circus, K-pop Square in Seoul, Korea, and in Tokyo. So it's a very exciting new piece of work. And it's about staring into the sun. I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about it later on, because I think it's just one of those types of things when we do our tips, I want New Yorkers to be able to go and see this. It's called, it's just an amazing, interesting piece of work. And in New York, in Times Square, it'll be seen across 70 plus electronic billboards starting at 11:57 PM at night. So it's, and then you're going to be able to see it, I believe, at 3:21 PM. So it's, you know, I'm still trying to get some of the details, but this is really exciting because these are the types of public art displays that bring people out. Remember the gates in Central Park? You know, everybody came out to see that. And what was so brilliant, what Mike Bloomberg did for that is he did it in February when it's like the dead of winter, people weren't coming. So that was like a huge successful tourism initiative. And I think this is exactly what, you know, the shot in the arm that Times Square needs right now, because it is coming back. You've had Tom Harris on.
Right.
I think they had 187,000 people coming through Times Square this past Saturday night. You know, that is still a far cry.
It's not where we want it to be. Right. Yeah. It's not where we want it to be, but it is certainly better than where it was this time a year ago.
Yep. But this is a type of public art installation that can only be seen in the United States in Times Square, of course. How fitting. So
let's
all go out and celebrate it.
Just so that people are a little bit more clear, it is his digital art that is capturing, I think it's a sunrise of the
That's
Normandy
correct.
Beach. But the sun will actually be coming up in Times Square on these digital coordinated screens. Everybody knows what Times Square is, but every now and then it works together. And across these 70-some-odd screens, this art installation is going to take place. Christine, I'm jazzed. I got to go see that in person.
Yeah, it's called Remember, You Cannot Look at the Sun or Death for Very Long. So he made this in 2020, which is very fitting for both of those things.
Right.
But, you know, we were always told never look into the sun, right? Never. Which, of course, as kids, we all did.
Right.
But this is a safe way of looking at the sun.
And we were temporarily blinded by it for a number of minutes as a result. All right, so that's coming up. And, of course, the good news about the increasing the restaurant capacity. Coming up on the rest of the show tonight, we have got someone very special joining us. And, Christine, before we go to this first break, give us a teaser of what we're going to get to talk about.
Right. Well, NYC & Company is the tourism marketing agency for New York City. And the CEO, who is an amazing gentleman I've had the pleasure of working with when I was the CEO of NYC & Company, his name is Fred Dixon. And Fred comes to the job with 25 plus years experience in the travel and tourism industry. His family owns a hotel in Tennessee, I believe. So he grew up in the hospitality industry, lives it, breathes it. And boy, are we lucky, New York City, are we lucky to have Fred Dixon at the helm, because he is working his tail off to bring New York City tourism back. And I'm really excited to have him on so we can learn more, Kevin, about this new New York City reawakening campaign he just announced. It's a $30 million campaign the mayor just invested for a tourism advertising initiative. But from the first day of the pandemic, he's been communicating with all the members of NYC & Company on how to get through this.
And we'll get with Fred when we come back from this break. This urgent, strange music that's coming in here is not what you normally hear. But that's just meaning the big importance that's coming to Times Square and all of New York City as New York City and Company is getting ready to bring this city back in a serious way. Kevin McCullough, Christine Nicholas, it's Radio Night Live, and we're coming back from the world's greatest city after this message. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you know what makes it rain in my mouth right now just thinking about it? How about a big, fat, juicy porterhouse at Benjamin's Steakhouse? Their signature dry-aged porterhouse and all the steaks, like the delicious filet mignon, are aged 28 days. With indoor and outdoor dining in Midtown and in White Plains, you can have an intimate dinner or bring a group. They've got a prefix dinner for larger or corporate groups, and eat Benjamin's signature porterhouse with incredibly fresh seafood while sitting next to a roaring fire in the cozy White Plains location, or head to Midtown for the excitement of the city and some amazing and delicious surf and turf. How about a power lunch with a steak sandwich or lobster roll or the raw bar, calamari, salmon salad, king crab legs with your filet mignon? I'm so hungry. Benjamin Steakhouse is a cut above the rest. Go to BenjaminSteakhouse.com or call 212-297-9177.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Listen to AM970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com. Ben Shapiro explains the ripple effect.
They're now pretty much coming out right up front and saying, even when cops do good things, they are bad. Because America is racist and the system is terrible. This is the entire case being made by the Democrats. Now, it will get more black people killed, as we have been talking about. Between 2014 and 2019, at least 1 to 6,000 more people died in major cities where there were Ferguson-style BLM protests.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer. The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Of all the boys, 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 boys,
and now,
boys,
back to
boys.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
That would be me, and it's Friday, and we're glad you're here, and our phone line is open, 877-970-2999. Maybe you've got a question for Lady Christine Nicholas, the CEO of Nicholas Lentz PR, and our very special guest, who has over 23 years of experience in the travel industry. He has the overall responsibility, get this, for developing and implementing New York City's tourism and return to greatness. No pressure, Fred Dixon. Welcome to Radio Night Live. Kevin and Christine are glad to have you. You got nothing to worry about except everything that is possible. We're glad to have you.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And good evening, Christine. It's great to be with you both.
Fred, it is so great to hear your voice. And I just can't wait to see you in person and give you a hug once again for all of the great things that you're doing. And Fred, I understand that you just came back from a trip to Cancun to the World Travel and Tourism Council 2021 Global Summit, and you received an award, well-deserved, as the WTTC Global Champion Award for Destination Stewardship. So I want to congratulate you on that, but also we'd love to hear about that trip because, you know, Fred Dixon is CEO of NYC & Company, which is a tourism marketing agency. I know when I was in that position, I probably took about 10 to 15 trips a year, and you're just coming from the pandemic. I'm not so sure you traveled at all, Fred, but tell us about your travels to Mexico and what was that like?
Thank you so much, Christine. That's very kind of you to mention that. That award was a surprise, and you know, I accepted that on behalf of the incredibly hardworking people at NYC & Company and all of their efforts to help our city to build back. But thank you for asking about the trip. You know, it was the first time that the global travel industry had come together in person since the pandemic began. The association is headquartered in London, but it's a global, of course, group. And we came together in Cancun. That was one of the countries where most folks could get into safely. And, you know, it was great to see people again in person, I have to tell you. I've traveled some during the pandemic. It was my first time back out of the country in quite some time. They did a terrific job with all the protocols. Cancun was welcoming. You know, we really didn't leave the resort because we were there, of course, for the meeting. But it was great to see people in person, to hear the global leaders come together. Chris Nassetta, the CEO of Hilton Hotels, is the current chairman. He just stepped down. His term ended, and Arnold Donald of Carnival Cruise Lines is the incoming chairman. And, you know, there was a lot of optimism, you know, about the global travel industry recovering. We know there are a lot of challenges. Certainly, we know what's happening in India and places like Brazil. We're fortunate here in the United States, of course, to be in the position that we're in so far. But you know, there is growing optimism every day in the travel industry. And I can't tell you how good it was to be back in a conference and to be with folks. And I can tell you it can be done safely.
It just felt kind of normal after a year of non-normal, I'm sure, Fred. Let me ask you about this because, you know, in I think it was 2019, we you know, had a pretty robust visitors rate for the year. And in 2020, it just plummeted. And I'm curious as to what the expectations are for 2021 and kind of where you think you can ballpark it in terms of with the NYC & Company campaign and doing, if we have an all-out best effort, what can we really try to aim for this year?
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, you know, we had experienced 10 years of consecutive growth, you know, in 2019. So end of the year, just over 66 million visitors, folks coming from, you know, the widest assortment of countries around the world and a robust meetings and convention industry and obviously, you know, strong business travel. Last year in 2020, that number fell to 22 million. Most of those, of course, came in the first quarter, you know, before the lockdown. Now, 2021, of course, looking ahead, you know, if we continue on the path that we're on at the moment, of course, increasing vaccinations, businesses reopen, you know, restrictions being lifted. And it's great news to hear today the governor announced that, you know, restaurants can go to 75% indoors in the city, you know, in the coming days. We're expecting travel to rebound strongly this summer. You know, there's been so much pent-up demand. I'm sure everyone, you know, that listens to your show, of course, has felt what it's like, you know, to not travel and is ready to see friends and loved ones and to get back out there. We expect as much as half of our visitation could come back by the end of 2021. So that should put us, you know, somewhere around 36 million visitors this fall, mostly domestic, of course, as international markets, you know, we're still unsure what the timeline will be for their reopening. But, you know, looking out to 2022 and 2023, you know, their travel has become such an important part of people's lives over the last many years. It's something we look forward to. You put it on the calendar. You take your friends and family. You create memories. And, you know, and people are ready to get back to that. And so we think within the next 2 years, we should be able to get back near that, you know, that tremendous volume of economic activity and visitation that we experienced in 2019, somewhere by the end of 23 or early 24. Some of the segments are going to take longer. Business travel, you know, companies have yet to really green light, you know, their road warriors to get back out there. But we think that will slowly begin to return. And then international will return as well. I mean, New York remains, you know, the great city that people, you know, have become to love and know so well around the world. And we're hearing far and wide that people are anxious to get back.
And Fred, you know, the tourism industry is so important to New York City. Could you give our listeners a top line of what it means as far as jobs and economic value? And I know you know these so well, and it's pretty remarkable.
Well, thank you, Christine. And I want to thank you, by the way, for your leadership at the state level with the Governor's Tourism Advisory Council. It's so important, the work that you do across the state and, of course, here locally in the community to continue to grow tourism. And it's such a tremendous legacy that you've built. And so I want to thank you for that leadership. But yeah, I mean, you know, looking just at the impact that tourism has, and, you know, we always said, you know, what would happen if tourism went away? Would people actually notice? And that's where we are. You know, if you look back at 2019, I mean, the total economic impact, you know, was just over $70 billion. In terms of impact across hotels and restaurants and the entire community itself. Direct spending of $47 billion at hotels, at Broadway theaters and arts and culture and small mom-and-pop retailers. Just over 400,000 people employed in the New York City tourism industry. That's just about 1 in 10 jobs across the five boroughs come from travel and tourism. And it's a sector that has been hit particularly hard. Hospitality and service, I think, have had the greatest impact from COVID. And so we definitely have, you know, a road to journey in getting those jobs back and getting that economic activity, back to the five boroughs and the local tax revenue. You know, in 2019, we generated almost $7 billion in local tax revenue for the state and the city. And so that is so important to fund, you know, programs across the community. So we're anxious to get the recovery started, no question.
Well, as we go forward, and Fred, we're grateful that you're taking a part of your Friday evening when you could do any number of other things, and the city certainly needs you to be doing all that you can pretty much every waking moment, and you're giving it that. But hopefully tonight will contribute to some of those efforts. Thank you for taking tonight to be with us. We're gonna have Fred for another couple of segments. Maybe you've got a question for him, 877-970-2999. But Christine Nicholas and Kevin McCullough, really grateful that you're with us. And we want to talk about kind of the machinery and the mechanics. How do we get into the nuts and bolts of getting our city back? There's a huge campaign that's been authorized. Where will those efforts be most evident? And how can we as everyday New Yorkers contribute to the overall effectiveness of what that campaign's going to try to do? Because I have this feeling that Fred's going to say, we can put all the commercials and everything else out there, but if we don't believe it and we're not like the little walking billboards for the good of New York, it's not going to work. That's just my guess. I haven't asked him about that, but we will when we come back. We're going to take this break. Be right back. It's Radio Night Live. She's Christine Nicholas, Nicholas Lentz PR, doing a great job. And, of course, I don't know. She's like her name and hospitality. There's no one else that does the job better than she does. And I'm just honored to have her with us. 877-970-2999 if you want to join the conversation. Coming right back, live from New York.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Soffin from ProCure Proton Therapy Center located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference. Precision therapy, passionate care.
This is Lon Heechen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina gave a powerful speech this week, responding to President Biden's address to Congress. Scott's message was simple. Republicans want to work together with Biden to solve some of our country's most significant challenges. But so far, the reaction by Democrats has been to go it alone. The substance was good, but what made Scott's message so compelling was that it included his personal story, how he came to the policy views he has, the political perspective he holds, and why he chose a career in public service. Scott doesn't fit the narrative of what some think a typical Republican looks and sounds like. That's good, because the conservative movement has a lot more texture and diversity than the mainstream media or the progressive left would like you to believe. What Scott was able to do was to earnestly convey his story and views in a way that people could relate to. We could use a lot more of that in our politics, to be sure. I'm Lon Heechen.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, preparing public leaders for tomorrow.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
We have partly cloudy skies. It is 62 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, New Yorkers are sharing their feelings after officials began floating the idea of a full reopen by July 1st, if not sooner. James Flippin has more.
Mayor de Blasio first said he's pushing to have the city fully reopened by July 1st. Governor Cuomo then said he's hoping for even sooner than that. New Yorkers taking it all in.
It's New York City. Without people in it, it's not much of a city.
Everybody's getting vaccinated. I had both my shots and everything.
It probably won't end well because a lot of people that still don't want to get the vaccine.
Am I ready? Yeah, I was ready 3 months ago.
It seems large venues like concerts and sporting events will continue to require proof of vaccination or a negative test for now. Not clear what businesses will do as the summer goes on regarding things like masks. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
Jets and Giants fans are learning more about their team's latest players following last night's round one of the 2021 NFL draft. The Jets had two first-round picks, including the second overall selection, which was used to take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. Gang Green later traded up and selected combo guard tackle Elijah Vera Tucker out of USC. Meanwhile, the Giants pick up an extra first-round pick for next year by trading back to number 20 with the Bears, where they selected Florida wide receiver Kadarius Toney. The draft is just underway with round two from Cleveland. They'll be holding rounds two and three tonight. Rounds four through seven are held on Sunday. Taking a look at the traffic, we are looking at delays across the Hudson River. 40 minutes outbound to Holland Tunnel, 15 on the city-bound side. Lincoln Tunnel about 15 minutes each way, 5 to 10 minutes at the George Washington Bridge. Your forecast, cloudy skies, very windy tonight. Could see gusts over 50 miles an hour at times, low 53. Sunny skies, breezy tomorrow, high 64. Partly sunny on Sunday, nice warm Sunday afternoon, beautiful day, high 76. Clouds and maybe some showers on Monday with a high of 66. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Why don't we get away? Where every single night at this microphone, no, and the reason we launched this show 6 weeks ago was very simple. We as a radio station are committed to bringing New York City back to its very best. So whether it's finances or travel or legal or medical or hospitality, the interest that we have every night on this show, we are aiming the bullseye at getting New York back to where it needs to be. And that's why we're having these important conversations. So I'm very, very humbled and very grateful to have a partner in this on Friday nights like Christine Nicholas. And I'm very grateful for Fred Dixon's time when he has so much to do with NYC and company to bring just every single day. The list is long. But let me ask you about this, because Christine and I were talking during the break, Fred. the big news yesterday was, mayor says July 1st and it's all good. Like everything's back to normal. We are opening for business. The governor seems to be not as enthusiastic. What is your take on that difference, and what is your hope in the midst of that, what might be rhetorical tension?
Yeah, well, I tell you, we're focused on rebuilding the recovery. So for us, it literally is a day to day, week to week build on optimism. So you know, no matter where the yard lines are or where the field goal is, you know, we're pushing forward each and every day to rebuild confidence in the destination, encourage folks to begin to return, booking meetings and conventions for the future. So, you know, at the pace that we're going, you know, statewide and locally with vaccinations, obviously the virus numbers continue to come down. We're monitoring that closely. It looks like that goal line could be within reach, and I'm not going to get between the mayor and the governor, obviously, on those decisions.
Smart man, Fred. Look at us. I work with the state. You work with the city. We get along great. And I think we have a shared goal, which is to reopen New York. And, my take on all this is if the governor wants to open up sooner than July 1st, go for it. Right. I mean, we're now rowing all in the same direction. And whoever gets to the finish line, whether it's the state or the city, guess who wins? New York City.
Think about this. Both of them are beating the president at this point because he said maybe by July 4th. So, you know, at this point, we're being more optimistic with our own leaders here.
Yeah. So, Fred, tell us a bit more about actually how the programs that NYC and Company is putting forward to rebuild tourism.
Thank you, Christine. Yeah. For us, it has definitely been about, buoying New Yorkers. You know, we started with our All in NYC campaign last fall, pushing Restaurant Week, which, Christine, you were such an instrumental part of through the years, and supporting the small businesses and the restaurants. The announcement that came just a couple of weeks ago that, the mayor has allocated $30 million for the comeback campaign, which the team is working on right now. We'll be launching that, just in the next couple of months, is going to focus on, rebuilding the business really from the ground up, right? So the first goal is to ensure folks in the tri-state region, your listeners, that the city is welcoming them back, that the businesses are open. As you said, Christine, the city is reawakening. I tell you, I've been out every day this week. I got to help cut the ribbon on the reopening of the West End Times Square yesterday. It was such a great feeling.
Nice.
As our hotels are reopening. But we're going to be focused on the Northeast region. Initially, the drive markets, we've got some great promotions that are going to be coming out this summer. We've already announced the dates for Restaurant Week, July 19th through August 15th. It's never just 1 week. It's always more. And so we're excited to put the focus on restaurants, across the five boroughs as we rebuild. And then focusing on those long-haul domestic travelers nationally, you'll see us do a television campaign for the first time for New York in a very long time. I think, Christine, since your days in the recovery after 9/11, we'll be speaking to travelers nationwide in that way with a very positive message about New York City's comeback. And then we'll be focusing on those international markets as they reopen. But there's two important segments that are key to that. One of them is, of course, the meetings and conventions component, getting those business travelers back. And we've called on local corporations to bring their meetings home to New York. Anthony Scaramucci was one of the first ones to stand up and bring his SALT conference from Las Vegas to New York, and we're grateful to him. That's a great example of how local business people can help build in the recovery. And then just start to invite your friends and relatives. We've put together a great program called Wish You Were Here NYC. If you just go to nycgo.com/NYCRSVP, you can send an invitation with all the great content that's going on in New York right now to your friends and loved ones to invite them to return at this special moment.
We'll re-give that info. Fred, hold that thought because we've got to take another one of these breaks and pay some bills. But when we come back, what can visitors expect? There's lots of new things to look out for. We'll get into some of that when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. Indoor seating is now available for diners by reservation only, and spaces are limited. Michael's follows all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. For reservations, call 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Erica Metaxas explains where our mainstream media stands.
I was on with Mike Lindell yesterday on Frank's speech. When you see him interview these people about how China in particular hacked into our election, it's incontrovertible. But the mainstream media said, we're just going to ignore it. We're going to make fun of Mike Lindell. We're going to call him a conspiracy theorist. And we're just not going to look at the evidence.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Each week, I delve into the minds of some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, changemakers join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Our hosts will not be censored. Conservative talk lives here. AM 970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. It's great to have you with us. And, you know, there's plenty of hours left in the rest of the day to argue about what's on the front page. I am so grateful we get to do this show, which focuses on one simple idea, how to rebuild New York, how to bring New York back. And I'm very honored to have not only Christine Nicholas with us per usual on this Friday evening, but to have Fred Dixon back with us. And Christine, you were saying during the break, there's a very specific angle on how we should be thinking about what we can do to help Fred.
Absolutely. I mean, Fred, we are here to serve, right? So tell us a little bit more about this campaign on how New Yorkers can be inviting friends and family.
Thanks, Christine. Yeah, our research is showing that the first wave of travel is going to be to reconnect with loved ones and friends. So we wanted to make it easy for people to do that. And we certainly have not only the biggest population in the U.S., but people from all over the country and the world living here. So we created a platform called Wish You Were Here, NYC. So if you go to our website, nycgo.com/NYCRSVP, you'll be able to send a digital invitation to friends and loved ones to encourage them to visit New York now. And it has the calendar of events for all the activities going on across the five boroughs. And as you know, there is a lot happening in our great city. And I really appreciate the opportunity to share this with your audiences and all the positivity that you all are putting out there tonight. It is so important. But inviting friends and relatives are really key. And I think that's going to be the start of the comeback.
You know, there's
I think
so
that's
much
kind of one
on,
of the,
yeah,
sorry,
on his website.
Christine.
I just wanted to give another plug for the website because it is such a great resource. So for me and Kevin both, we often go on and talk about, did you see that thing on NYC Go? It's really terrific, Fred. So kudos to you and your team.
NYCGo.com, and then look for the stuff that's related to the Wish You Were Here campaign. No, Fred, I was thinking in 2019, my wife had a particular threshold birthday, right? So I reached out to all the family and said, hey, how would you like to surprise her? And we probably had more than a dozen people that came from California, Florida, Tennessee, wherever they were at. And they all came, North Carolina. And, you know, we were probably responsible for 10 or 12 hotel rooms and a big check at David Burke's tavern that night. And it was a nice. Great time. And that's the kind of thing that we didn't get in 2020. We had, you know, we were forced not to do what we wanted to do in this city that we all fell in love with. That's why we're here.
That's it. And, you know, I mean, such a great point, you know, and people love to come to New York. So it's just really the invitation you need to give them. Tell them it's time. The doors are open. The spring flowers are here. And there's just energy and excitement across this entire great city. So I appreciate you doing that.
What are some of the new things that people are going to come and see? And this may be tri-staters, but I've heard that there's things like Penn Station, even LaGuardia, that there's new things to see and to experience. What are some of the things that might be something that we want to know about?
Yeah, you know, the front door of New York has literally been, you know, rebuilt, renovated over the last year. And so if you haven't seen the new LaGuardia Airport, it's incredible. So thank you to the governor and the Port Authority, of course, for that investment. Flew back in there just the other day, and it is a sight to behold. It is such a magnificent facility. The new Moynihan train station, just across from Penn Station, is such a wonderful breath of fresh air in terms of the arrival experience on Amtrak and Acela and Long Island Railroad. So getting into the city is easier than ever. We also have improved, you know, the Javits Center. Again, thank you to the governor for that investment. The Javits expansion, a little over 1 million square feet has been added to their space. They're wow. expected to welcome their first conventions in July with two big beauty and cosmetic shows. We're crossing our fingers and hopeful that those happen. But there are amazing new infrastructure projects and great art exhibitions across the city this summer.
Fred, you mentioned the Javits Center, and I'm just curious. It's now serving really well as a vaccination center. So it's doing the job that will help rebuild tourism by getting people safely vaccinated. But can it coexist as a vaccination center and a convention center? What do you hear about those plans?
Yeah, Christine, hats off to the team at the Javits Center and Alan Steele, their president. They've done a remarkable job with vaccinations. And, you know, I can't speak for him in terms of, you know, what the schedule will be or when that could wind down. But with the new expansion space, it's an entirely new facility, on the north side of the building. This summer, they're going to be able to host events throughout the building concurrently. So I imagine, that Alan has got a plan in place to be able to accommodate whatever vaccine schedule needs to happen while also hosting events in the city. They do a great job, as you know, in hosting events, and I know he'll be able to make that happen. And we're unencumbered, in our opinion, is when it comes to hosting meetings and events.
Now, Fred, I know that this may not be your specialty, but I'm curious because I think everybody that comes to New York on some level has a natural curiosity about this. And since you are in charge of NYC and Company, this is obviously something that you have, you know, the magic wand. You can just, you know, swipe and it'll happen. Can you guarantee the Yankees, Rangers, Knicks and Giants all making the playoffs next year and seeing those crowds return and the big parties in the stands?
Wouldn't that be amazing? I tell you what, my fingers and my toes are all crossed for that. And, you know, the Yankees are at home this weekend, so talk about great things to get out and do on a spring day. Everyone should get out and support those restaurants around Yankee Stadium this weekend.
What are the current rules with the sports stadiums in terms of capacities and protocols?
Yeah, I think those are still expanding. I think we're going to see those grow each and every week as we go forward. You know, the big arenas have been at a third capacity, and the outdoor venues have a little more flexibility, and each of them, you know, are adopting their own strategy. So just stay tuned for the latest. I would encourage you to go onto the Yankees website if you're heading up there this weekend to get the details. There are still tickets available.
That's great.
Well, and I know we all look forward to the U.S. Open, you know, at the end of the summer. Fred, you think we'll be able to, by then, watch the tennis, you know, shoulder to shoulder with people, which makes it so exciting, quite frankly.
It really does. And it's such a magnificent facility out there in Queens. You know, I'm hopeful. I really am hopeful. You know, I'm lucky. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm ready to, you know, to get back out there. I don't have any issues with that whatsoever. And I know, you know, that they're working hard on plans for August, and the world is ready to come back to the tennis. You know, we're ready for them. And I do expect that we'll be able to watch tennis in person in August. I'm watching for that announcement myself, Christine.
All right, friends. Look, Fred Dixon is giving it everything he's got. In fact, he carved out time to be with us tonight, and now he's got to go back and work extra just because he spent this time with us. And, Fred, we're sorry to do that to you, but it's so worth having you here to encourage us on this. And I want everybody listening to go to nycgo.com, nycgo.com. You heard Fred mention the Wish You Were Here program. But go and check out all the things that they've got underway and all of the ways that you can help support, you know, New York City, because as the city thrives, the entire tri-state does better as well. And when we come back, Christine's got her hot tips for the weekend that we'll get to. Fred, thank you for being here. We're genuinely grateful.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sauvin from ProCure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
A senior software QA tester is wanted. Duties include design and implement tests, debug and define corrective actions, review system requirements, and track quality assurance metrics, provide telephone and email support, make results reports, a bachelor's degree plus 5 years progressive experience in QA testing, deep knowledge and experience in software testing methodologies, mobile development testing, client service architecture, written test cases for execution of software testing, bug reporting applications, and Microsoft Exchange, Microsoft Office 365 Exchange, and Google G Suite Calendar are required. Job site and interview is in Hawthorne, New York. Send resume by mail to BTX Technologies Incorporated, Skyline Drive, Hawthorne, New York, 10532. Once again, send resume by mail to BTX Technologies Incorporated, Skyline Drive, Hawthorne, New York, 10532. That's BTX Technologies Incorporated, Skyline Drive, Hawthorne, New York, 10532.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe. So register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, and Monday through Friday, we are live with Radio Night Live here in New York, committed to building this city back and doing everything we can to getting it on track. And one of those ways that we do that is to give you some ideas about how to spend your weekend fruitfully enjoying what's going on in the city and getting back out there. And Christine, you started the show off by talking about Arthur Avenue opening up its outdoor dining tonight, and I got to think
Piazza di Belmont.
It might be a very good idea to head up there tomorrow night for dinner.
Good idea, and you can't go wrong. All the restaurants there are just so authentic. You're going to get great value, because in the Bronx, the rents aren't as high as Manhattan, so they can put more into the ingredients, which are all, either locally sourced or sourced from Italy. Really delicious. So I also mentioned in the beginning about Midnight Moment, which takes place in Times Square, and I hope everybody can come out. You have the whole month to do it, but see this David Hockney digital art exhibit, which will
has
just
that already started
tomorrow. No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the first time.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You cannot look at the sun or death for very long. And there are a couple of new tours and things in New York. And I get a lot of this information from the NYC & Company website, nycgo.com. But there's a new Friends experience for those of you who love, the sitcom Friends. There's also one of my favorite shows, which I was able to, during the pandemic, catch up on, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Now, On Location Tours is offering the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel site tour. And it's a private tour of the 1950s New York City in a 1957 Studebaker. So what better way to roam around? And look, with the population and visitorship down right now, it probably feels a little bit like the 1950s.
Yeah, it probably does, yeah.
Yeah.
At least we're closer to the population density at that point. And
right.
The Friends experience, that's also one of the tours?
That is an exhibit. So you'll be able to, grab a cup of coffee at Central Perk. It's opened public daily. So just go on the nycgo.com for more information on how you can book a reservation online for the Friends experience.
Sounds great. All right. NYCGO.com. NYCGO.com. It's got the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel tour that you can take, the new Friends experience that Christine just mentioned. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff on there, Friends. Just go check it out.
The Macy's Flower Show. I got to get that in. That begins this weekend,
yes.
May 2nd through the 16th, the 46th annual Macy's Flower Show. And that is really a crowd favorite.
I have known people that have traveled from Southern California that have come just to New York just to see the Macy's Flower Show in the spring. So it is really satisfying, friends, if you want to do that. And then if you're in the mood for one more night of Radio Night Live this week, my national edition tomorrow, which you can find on TV and radio all across the country. But we've got some very special guests, Adrian Arsht, the band Mercy Me, and also a very true life moving story with Staff Sergeant Travis Mills will all be featured, and I hope you'll join me then. Christine, we'll see you next week. Folks, have a great night.